trying to dramatically expand the Indian of Ein Sof Gemara to be the Vaday. Zorgi Gemara, the Ein Sof Gemara to be the Vaday. What's that call over here that if I see the comment goes in? So. We don't say Neymar Faltir because Ein Sof Gemara to be Vaday. We see that the Sof Gemara to be Vaday is a Shasi Sof over here. Now the more brings down Latanya Ari who the Maitre Bishop Plus Shall Matic Echoed Berimoin. The Shifra of a Matic, there's a tough guy. Shetiva Naval Labor. Bokoin the hits of Koyledam Zokhman Kevin, there's a huge Napkamino. She has Zokhman Kevin in the Meatuma and Meatara. 33 days, 66 days, 7 days, 14 days. And the Kohen, who's an expert, came to see if it's a Zohar in the Kaaba to see how long the baby's coming. He said he's talking. I mean, the Shah was, but the Kohen bent over the pit. Whether or not he was tar or not, in the bar. He said, I'm going to go to the bar. Stam chor chulda ubardus pesach tefachu. The gerul chayron lehel. What do we take on? We take on that the bardus chulda took the navel from the bar into their own hole, into their own bunker. What's Rashi saying over here? The business of tefach explains the marshal on the back, and that's the pasuk of Rashi. Tosfos discusses this that the you all know the din is that if you have something which is tamei. And it doesn't have a tefach above it, so then tuma ritzutza oil barke okia, it breaks through. It means like this: if it has, it means what are we saying? We're saying that the nefil was arangeshlept into the hole of the chulda. But the din is that if in the hole of the chulda there's a tefach above it, so then the tefach creates an oil, and the tuma is contained in that tefach. If however there's less than a tefach above it, so then we say that the tuma is boikas oil arke, the tuma breaks through and goes up. So therefore, it's not going to help. That the chulda schlepped it into the hole of the chulda, that it's not in the bar. What's the chulda doing? The chulda is not in the bar anymore, so where is it? It's in the hole. But the hole also, you can be told me, there's a tefach. It depends. If there's no tefach over there, so then the tumah, which is in the hole, is going to go up. Now, Shane Kane, if there's a tefach there, so then it's like this. In the bar we take on that the chulda took it, and when it's in the bunker, in the chor of the chulda, we take on that the tumah stays there in the oil, which is a tefach. The Tosfos over here, Sakashin says, but if it's a tefach, then it's another problem, because then the opening of the hole of the chulda is a tefach, and then the tumah goes out, so it goes right back into the bar. So what do you gain? If the hole of the chulda was less than a tefach, so then standing around the bar is just as much as a problem, because the tumah goes up. Elamai had a tefach, but then the tefach, the tumah goes out of the bar and it goes into the bar, so you're back in trouble again. Marshall speaks out over here, that's the portion of John Rashi, that the space of the chor itself was a tefach, but the doorway of the chor was less than a tefach. So there is a tefach above the navel inside the chor of the chulda, so it doesn't go up out the rakia. Mitzacheni, it doesn't go out of the chor because the opening of the hole from the bar to the chor tefach is less than a tefach. So the tumah stays in the place, in the space of the chor of the chulda. Therefore, you're not talking. Frank Gemara saying something words to the Vaday. Any more tikkur rutsa. One time it says, Loi tema shetila nefil avol, ema shetila kimin nefil avol, maybe suffik be suffik, two seconds. One suffik is, was there a nefil? Number two is, perhaps the chulda took it. Frank Gemara valeda in zochem nekevu, k'tani hachav. Kama leida em rochabila, hachim kama. Leida em rochabila, nefil avila. First of all, it was a suffik whether or not That means even though they're Mishaya, they don't eat everything, but they for sure take everything back home with them, and therefore we can take on for sure that in the bar there was no remnants of the Nefil, and therefore the guy is not Tomei. There's a Mardika Maisa here, and this is the next level of what we spoke about yesterday. Place over here, and Divya Sofer Garua, he Shaita, asks a question which is cryptic. It's not clear what he asks. We're going to build over here now, very, very tifa raid. Where's the bar? If it's Rishos Rabim, I feel the Seka Achas Tor. What does it help me that it's a Suffolk and a Suffolk? But Tanan calls Sekas a Sekas the Sekas, Shatioch the Habits, which is Yoch Tommy. We'll stop here. I want to speak at length today about Tosis Kasha. There's a huge mavuch over here. What was Tosis Kasha? Which touches at the shroshim of the sugya of Ein Safek Reitz Mideh. Bear with me. The din is, you all know that if you have a Safek Tumor Bershus Hayachid, even if you have a Sek Sveka and a Sek Sveka, Sek Sveka, anytime you have a Safek Tumor Bershus Hayachid, the din is Sekri Tomei. It's not that of a pasuk from Saita. All Sekas, it means normally in the Torah, Sek Sveka is Mutter. Safek Tumor Bershus Hayachid is exerted because of that it's Tomei for sure. Likewise, a Safek Tumor Bershus Harabim. We don't say Safek Derayis of Lachuma, Sekri Torah. That's also learned out of a pasuk of Pashtun. That's the introduction. That's the din. That's the din in Tumor Batar. When you have a Safek Bershus Harabim, whether something's Tomei with you, or Batami yourself, we always go over Kula, we say not. Safek Tumor Bershus Harabim, Sekri Torah. Safek Tumor Bershus Hayachid is always Sekri, also no matter how many Heterim you have. Fekhtesim Manashach. What's going on over here? If we will be talking about that this bar, this whole story, this whole event took place in Rosh Hashanah, I'm changing the order of Texas for a reason. So then there's nothing to talk about. One Safik, two Safik, three Safikas, four Safikas, what do you mean they were Matara? Safik to Mishnah, there's a Safik over here, right? There's a Safik Nefil, and there's a Safik this and Safik that. We have it in Safik to Mishnah, it's very clear. Tommy. So it doesn't make sense, this whole story. That's why, by the way, Texas took for granted that we're talking about it Rosh Hashanah. I want to start off with this. Texas took for granted in its Kasha. Yeah, we're talking about a case of a bar b'shus harab, because if it's a bar b'shus harab, there's nothing to talk about b'chal. You can have 50 sekas. That's what they speak down from the Mishnah and Taurus. Of kol sekas, 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 shatu yachol lahar, but it's b'shus harab, tell me. So it doesn't make a difference. The minute you have epis asafik, and there is epis asafik over here, because the shivcha did put something in, we're not sure what, and we don't know what, and we don't know when, and we don't know. So it's a safik to b'shus harab. You can have 50,000 sekas, that can make a difference. So Tosis took on, therefore, safik b'shus harab, this can't be the story here. What was the story? So it was b'shus harab. So what's Tosis Kasha? Tosis Kasha is a field of the Sveika Achas Torah. What was his Kasha? The two ways to learn Tosis Kasha. It's very interesting. The Tosis Rosh in Nida that I printed out for you learns one way. And the Tosis Rosh in Reb Sochim, the new Tosis Rosh, learns a different way. Rabbeinu David brings down both Kashas. There are two ways to learn what was Tosis Kasha. I'm repeating again. Tosis took for granted in his Kasha that the story over here was not a case of Rosh Hashanah. Because in Rosh Hashanah, we learn out from Seita that all stakers that have Al-Tumah used to tell me. So this Gemara doesn't get off the ground. Elamai, we're talking about a Sofik Tumah Rosh Hashanah. Talking about a Sofik Tumah Rosh Hashanah. So, Fek Tosis Kasha, Sofik Tumah Rosh Hashanah, is Sveikri Torah. Afilu B'Sveika Achas. What was Tosis Kasha? The two ways to learn, very interesting. And the two ways to learn have roots in a Shailah Pshat in Tosis. What was Tosis Kasha? And the two ways to learn are totally in very, very deep alumnus. Let's start. Tosis Rosh in Nida, that Tesla base that I printed out for you today. He says that Tosis Kasha was that, what's the Gemara's Kasha over here? Gemara said, my Porach. I'll show you in a minute how vague the Tosis is that both Shotim that I'm going to say could fit into Tosis. The Tosis Rosh in Nida on the page says, I'll tell you what the Kasha was. The Gemara asked the Kasha and said, ain't something waiting for me there, Badai. I'll prove to you that Sofik is waiting to be there, Vade. What's your proof? I see over there that Sofik is waiting to be there, Vade. There's a Vade in Nefil and Sofik Giru. Sofik Tosis Rosh, Fek Tosis, what do you mean? We're talking about Sofik Tosis Rosh. Sofik Tosis Rosh, the data is Fek Kuitar. Is a Mela, Fek Tosis. Even if you hold Sofik, ain't Sofik waiting to be there, Vade. Even if you hold that ain't Sofik waiting to be there, Vade. Even if you hold ain't Sofik waiting to be there, Vade. You're right. But still, it's a Sofik. We have it in Xeris Akosa, that Sofik, Tumba, Virgil, Arabin, Sfekoi. So the Tezra speaks out that Tezis Akasha was like, this is what I can't be talking about. We're talking about Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah, the din is, Safek Tum Rosh Hashanah, Sveik Koy Torah. So what's Shver now? So how could the Gemara bring a raya from this story that Safek is Moitzi Midei Vadei? Maybe Safek's not Moitzi Midei Vadei. Ain't Safek Moitzi Midei Vadei. But you have Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah has a different set of rules. Safek Tum Rosh Hashanah, Sveik Koy Torah. So Tosis Kasha was, and that's what Tosis Kasha was, look in the sheet I brought you. My Parach. What's the Gemara's Kasha? The Gemara wants the proof from this story that a Sofik is Moitzi Midei Vadei. What's the right that Sofik is Moitzi Midei Vadei? Maybe really ain't Sofik Moitzi Midei Vadei, like our Gemara said, right? When Chometz goes in, Chazina, ain't Sofik Moitzi Midei Vadei. Ain't Sofik Moitzi Midei Vadei. Aye. They told me ain't Sofik Moitzi Midei Vadei. So why over there is the guy Tor? What do you mean? Sofik Toma Bersho Sarabim Sveikoi Tor. As I said before, from Tosafos Rosh. That was Tosafos Kasha. My part, what's the one's Kasha? That's one way of learning, and it can fit into the Lashon of Tosafos over here. Tosafos Lashon is very vague. Like Tosafos, V'i, Rishos HaRabim, I feel the mistake Achas Torah, as long as you have a Sofik. Why do you have to come on to Terutzim? It's two Sofikas, it's not a Vadai. You have a Sofik, why do you have to say it's not a Vadai, because there was one Sofik. Sofik Achas, you're done. What do I care if there's a Vadai, there's no Vadai. Why do I have to come on and say there's two Sofikas for? As I state before, and Tosafos HaRosh need a big idea. My Porach. Tosafos HaRosh has two words that Tosafos doesn't say. He says that the kasha was on the kasha. You want to go prove for me that Sofik is waiting to divide? It's not right. Ain't Sofik waiting to be divided. Normally, ain't Sofik. Moshe Nar Gomorrah. We saw the Chulta bring in the Chavetz. The ball game's over. Ain't Sofik waiting to divide over there. We have a klal. Sofik versus Rav. Sveik Ritar. That we always, whenever we have a din that the Sofik is intrinsic din in the din of the Sofik, that's the din. We say Sveik Ritar. As I stay in Tosafos Rosh before, the Rosh is before. That was John Tosafos. Tosafos Rosh Beos and Rabbeinu David. So Rabbeinu David, by the way, that is you see today, he learns up that was the kasha of Tosafos. Tosafos the Rabbeinu David here brings down that was the kasha. What's the kasha from? So it's about there. You have what it called. But there's another kasha that Rabbeinu David brings down himself afterwards, and Tosafos also says like this. There's another way of learning Tosafos kasha. Tosafos kasha different kasha. That wasn't Shver, which I'll explain soon why. That wasn't Shver. What was Shver? Well, Shver is very interesting. The Gemara comes out in the end that there was no Vaday, Gemara says, ain't Sofik Moitzi Vaday. The Gemara answered that there was a Sofik what? There was a Sofik Nefel. We don't know if there was a Nefel here for sure. The Sofik Nefel. In fact, Tais is the Sofik Nefel. So we have to come on to a double Sofik. We have to come on to hold up Bartles Mitzvah Shama. The minute you have one Sofik, which is, was there a Nefel there or not? Correct? So this is the book himself, a Sofik Tum versus a Rabban. Why does the Gemara have to say that it's a Sofik and a Sofik? What do the Gemara mean to say when the Gemara says a Sofik is a Sofik? One Sofik is was there a Nefel? What's the second Sofik? The Gemara says Sofik was Sofik. What's Sofik was Sofik? One Sofik is what? Is there a Nefel? What's the second Sofik? Did the Chulda take it? What do you have to come on to the second Sofik for? The minute you have one Sofik, we have a did Sofik to versus a Rabban. So you can talk. So the is over. Why did Takash on the Brisa? Why did Brisa say Mishach Bardos of Betzuyin Shama? If the case, listen to the bomb of Tosafos Kasha, if the case was talking about a case where there's a Sofik Nefel, so you're talking about a case where you don't know if there's a Nefel there. So the Brisa should have said Sofik. I mean, if the Gemara's Teretz is that it can't be talking about a Vade because there was a Sofik Nefel there, so why did Brisa have to say Bardos of Betzuyin Shama? There's a Sofik Nefel, Sofik Tum, which is a Ram, say great talk, feel the Sofik effort. How did I learn Tosafos this morning? So Tosafos HaRosh in Nida says like the first shot, and Tosafos HaRosh Be'os says the second shot. Rabbi Nadovid brings down both shotim. He says the first one's a mistake, the second one's a good kasha. Rabbi Nadovid over here brings down both shotim. I'll show you inside in a minute. He says the first shot is a mistake, and the second shot's a... What's going on over here? What goes to Shiloh? The Bir Adram is like this, and then I'll show you inside where Rabbi Nadovid says all this. Mabel al-Rayin, it's Moravik. The Tosafos Rosh in Nida says that the Pshat, by the way, you don't take the Kashi either way. It's open for what you call it. You see that the Tosafos Rosh himself says two Pshatim, and Rabbeinu David himself brings two Kashis. The story is like this. Watch. The Gemara said a klal, an international Yisoy, Ein Sofik Moitzi Midei Vadei. The Gemara said Kashi says, really? What about over there? Frank Tosafos Rosh, what do you mean? Maybe really Sofik was Midei Vadei. Ain't Sofik Moitzi Midei Vadei. There's different Sofik to Brishul Rav. Rabbeinu David said it's not a kasha. Tosafos Rosh said it's not a kasha. Why not? What could be wrong with such a kasha? I'll tell you. According to Reb Chaim taught us that Ein Sof Moed Mitvade means what? What do Chaim teach us? Ein Sof Moed Mitvade means what? Ein Sof Moed Mitvade means there's no Sofik. Ein Sof Moed Mitvade is a Vadai. Ein Sof Moed Mitvade means there's no Sofik here. There's no Sofik. I understand. Then the Kasha doesn't start. What are you going to ask me? Maybe really what Ein Sof Moed Mitvade. But over here, it's Sofik Rosh Hashanah. I'm saying you. If Chaim said that Ein Sof Moed Mitvade means there's no Sofik, so it's not a Sofik to Rosh Hashanah. So there's no kasha. So if I were like Reb Chaim, so the pshat of the Tosis of Rosh doesn't make any sense. What are you going to ask me? Maybe, what's the most kasha? Maybe, really, ain't on the way to the Vadai. Very nice. But over here, there's a what? There's a Sofik to Mishas Ram. What do you mean? If ain't Sofik to the Vadai, it means there's no Sofik here. So you can't activate it in a Sofik to Mishas Ram because we don't clear Sfakers with all. So what's Tosis kasha? What's Tosis Rosh's kasha? What's Shredding? What's the beautiful Gemara? In fact, the Gemara, ain't Sofik, wait to the Vadai, I'll prove to that, yeah. Did you see over here? What do you tell me? No, really, ain't something with the just over here, something with the Rosh Hashanah. Ain't something with the means there's no Sophic. Ain't something with the means you don't clash like this. So what's the Tesis Kasha? Is Avada and Avada and Avada, the Tesis Rosh and Nida, didn't hold the what do you call it? Didn't hold the Reb Chaim. Tesis Rosh and Nida didn't hold the Reb Chaim. Tesis Rosh and Nida, hold that's not a Kasha. That's not a Kasha. What are you going to ask me and say, my Porach? What's Kasha? Beautiful Kasha. If you hold ain't something with the Avada, how could this guy be Torah? Ain't some words in the body. You tell me Suffolk, tell me Rishus Aram, always fake good tongue. There's no Suffolk here. Reb Chaim said there's no Suffolk. So the Gemara's Kasha is a beautiful Kasha. Who says this? Rabbeinu David says this. Rabbeinu David says that Kasha on the Tosis of Rosh is not a Kasha. Open up your sheets that I brought you today. We're going to load a piece of Rabbeinu David inside. I want to show you how lumpish this Rabbeinu David is. Yeah, let's turn it inside, okay? The Imtaimach, we've done a piece of Geschmack or a piece of Rabbeinu David inside. The Imtaimach, Frek Rabbeinu David, has it? You have your sheets? The Imtaimach, Frek Rabbeinu David, Umay Kushya. One second. Umay Kushya, what's the Kasha? You hear the words? Umay Kushya, what's the Kasha? Not what the Teretz is. Umay Kushya, what's the Kasha? Shema Sofik Zebra Shosa Rabbim Vesekwe Tar. Why do you ask me a kasha? You ask me ain't something way through the Vadai. It's a something to Moshe's around and say, great Torah, go first. So Rabbeinu David brings down the first that the kasha was the kasha of the Tosis of Rosh and Nida. What's your kasha? You ask me, you found me a steer to the din of ain't something way through the Vadai. Shafi Shafar to whatever, just okay. See what skipped? The Kiva Chakain skipped down. The way after it says three. What do you ask me, Kasha? Suffolk Moitzi, Suffolk not Moitzi. Really ain't Suffolk Moitzi over here. It's a Suffolk to Rosh's realm. So the Rabbeinu David says explicitly the Kasha was like Tosis Rosh. So Rabbeinu David, that's not a Kasha, that's a mistake. Yishlem Harayor Manol Amala, how like I said yesterday, Sha'af the Suffolk Shalda Brayim, even by the Rabbanans, Shuhu Lahakol, even though normally we say Suffolk to Manol Lahakol, Amush ain't Suffolk Moitzi with Devadai. The im kain, apreshus a rabim kain, shall a tiru sofik tum vinyin zela kishu sofik mitzvilasim. Ay, says the Rabbeinu David, he says, this kasha is a toyis. Ain't something with you de vade. Now listen to how he says a super lumdish of art. He says a just like, listen to the comparison he says. Just like we said yesterday, that the din of ain't something with you de vade was said side by derisa, side by rabbana, there's no makom to make a chiluk. So too, like I read the din of Sofik Tumor Brishos Arabim, we say it's something which Devadai. I repeat, the same way by a Sofik Rabbanan, which normally goes Lekula. Still by Ain't Something which Devadai, we say Ain't Something which Devadai, even by the Rabbanan, for the same reason that we say over there, Ain't Sofik which Devadai by the Rabbanan, for the same reason we say Ain't Something which Devadai by Sofik Tumor Brishos Arabim. That means you have in the Torah different mechanisms, okay? Where we go to Kula, Sofik Tumah versus Arabim, we may go Sofik Tumah, Sofik Rabbanan. He says, ain't something with the body, knocks everybody out of the box. It knocks out the Rabbanans, it knocks out Sofik Tumah on the Kula, it knocks out Sofik Tumah. I mean, you found me all types of places where we're Mako, like the Rabbanans, by Sofik Tumah versus Arabim? No, but ain't something with the body, knocks it out. So your kasha is a mistake. That kasha is not a kasha. The Gemara's Raya is a beautiful Raya. You belt, I hold. If you hold, ain't something with the body, the ball game's over. So it would be very geschmack to learn that Rabbeinu David holds like who? Like Reb Chaim. Rabbeinu David says, I just told you yesterday the Ein Sof Moed Tivadi knocks everything out, the Raises and the Rabbanons. He says, Geshem, you know, the Rabbanon is Raisin. Hari Amarnu L'Malo Sha'af B'Sofik Shal Devarim. What does he mean to say? He means to say that the same way I said that in the Rabbanon, there's a Chilek of the Rabbanon and the Raisin. Why? I mean, normally by the Rabbanon, the Sofik is very nice Sofik of Malakot. Of the Rabbanon and the Al-Makula, you have to have a Sofik. You have to have a Sofik. You don't have a Sofik. You don't have a Sofik. So there's nothing to talk about. It's likewise over here. What are you busy yelling at me and saying, Sofik, what are you busy telling me that for? The answer is that we don't say such a thing. There's no Sofik over here, Bob. The same way I said that by the Rabbanon, we say, ain't Sofik, it's about this, so by Sofik, it's more the what is Shver, by the way? Look at the next line. Ella. Here he says the second question. Let's continue reading the Rabbeinu David. Ella says Rabbeinu David, she even hoyes that Tomer Shizu Rabbim. I have the second kasha. Shomru l'tem v'shetila nefel v'shetila kimin nefel. The minute they said that it was a Sofik nefel, lo hoyu tzichim l'tari tam chulda. What are you the chulda for? El v'sofik nefel levado yator. Oh. He says a different question. We're talking about a Shizu Rabbim. Why do you have to come on to the chulda? The minute it's a Sofik, so the whole game is over. Because Sofik Tomer Shizu Rabbim, Sofik Yator. That's a kasha. That's a kasha. This is a kasha. Now, once the Gemara said, that means, it sounds like this, Rosh Hashanah Yachid, it can't be why, because Rosh Hashanah always sacred Tomei, no matter what. Elamites, Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. So here there are two kashas. Says Rabbeinu David, if you're going to ask me the kasha of what, of what's the Gemara's kasha of Ein Sof Moed Tivadi, that's a toast. Because if you don't Ein Sof Moed Tivadi, we don't get Rosh Hashanah Tivadi. But when Ishfer is the parents of the Gemara, entered and said, that we're talking about a case where you don't have a Vade Nefel there. The minute you don't have a Vade Nefel there, what do you have to come on to the Bar Lulz and the Chula for? Because Sofik Tomer Shizu Rabbim is always sacred Torah. By the way, the Lashon of Tosis, how do I know the Lashon of Tosis in Boshem Shad? Look at Tosis. In fact, Tosis in Tomer, Hai Bor Hechi Koi, Yiv Shizu Rabbim, I feel of a Sveika Achas Torah. How do you learn? He meant Kasha 1, he meant Kasha 2. So we have a Machlek between two Tosis and Rosh. Tosis Rosh Anita says Pshad, Hein Tosis Rosh. But he also says Pshad B. Rabbeinu Dovid means they're both Kashas. Rabbeinu Dovid says Kasha number 1 doesn't interest me because it's not Shver. It's over with the knocks out. The Dead of Sofik Tomer Shizu Rabbim. And the Tosis Rosh Anita held not like that. But how do you learn Tosis Kasha Kriyas the Lashon? What? He says Grand the Teretz. What? You know, it could be. What? Tachilas for sure only on the Torah. I agree. It could be. So that's the shaila. The shaila is how to learn. It could be it's meduric and not first. Okay. You see the Torah of Rosh where he brought the kasha and the nida. He learned the kasha all the way. By the way, it's very interesting. We have two rishonim who brought the kasha all the way. Rebbe Dovid, the Maisa, the what interests me about the Rebbe Dovid asked the kasha. Rebbe Dovid explains what the big mitzvah of Rebbe Dovid is. Rebbe Dovid asked the kasha on the kasha. He says a whole teretz. Tosafos Rosh asked the kasha on the kasha, and he doesn't say a whole teretz. It's either way, a machlekes over here. Now, so what do we have? I want to crystallize the part. What do we have in front of us? We have a machlekes in a case of Ein Sofik Moed Tivadi. Do we say Sofik Tomer Shizu Rabbim Sveika Torah? That's machlekes, correct? We have a machlekes in front of us. When I have a din of Ein Sofik Moed Tivadi, I saw Atavat Anachmin is. When I have a Vade Tomei, a Vade Nefel, I have a Sofik whether the Makom ain't Sofik Moed Tivadi. Do we say Sofik Tomer Shizu Rabbim Sveika Torah or not? Tosafos Rosh says we activate the din of Sofik Tomer Shizu Rabbim, and the Rabbeinu David argues and says no, we don't activate it because we say ain't Sofik. So like I said, it's very gishmak to learn that this machlekes is. By the way, it's very ideal for what was Tosafos Kasha. Let's hear Royce. Tosafos Kasha was something else. What's the teretz? Mini, he said that it's a Sofik. Whether it's an Eiffel or not, you don't need to come onto the Bartle just because Sofik Tomer Shizu. By the way, I just to theorize the pshat. Tosafos is over Shizu Yochid. I have a talk about Rosh Hashanah Yochid. So why do you have to come on? So that doesn't help. It's always sacred. Tell me, we're talking about a case of a Sofik Arago which works in a Sofik Rosh Hashanah. Atka. It's like this. It's very geschmack to learn. It's very geschmack to learn that Vachlik is the Tosafos Rosh, Rebbeinu David, what's together? It's always Tivadi. That's the first thing which is mispackish over here. He says, and by the way, the Rebbeinu David is a month, is just like I said by the Rabbanans. So nothing helps in what creates up. The Sofik doesn't get off the ground. It's very geschmack to learn like that. the issue is, so we have Machlokes Tosfos HaRosh versus Rabbeinu David. What was Tosfos Kasha? Rabbeinu David says Tosfos Kasha was the second Kasha on the Teretz, which is a very simple Kasha. Tosfos HaRosh was the Kasha on the Kasha because they have a Machlokes whether or not we say Safek Tumah Shezram works by Ein Tumah Shezram. The Lashon of Rabbeinu David is not much like Rav Chaim. I want him to look inside. Yesh Lemar. I want to say what he says. Harei Amarnu L'Malo Sha'af V'Safek Shal Devarim Shul Hakol Amru She'ein Safek Reitz V'Devadei. Even Kain, I presume Rav Chaim. Look at this line now. What should he have said now if he met Rav Chaim? If he met Rav Chaim, what should he have feared us? Why we don't say Sofik Tumor versus a Rabbin Bemokum with his ain't some ways about it. What should he have fearless there, Rabbi Nadav? Well, how should he have ended? He should have ended off and says, because Bemokum about it, there's no Sofik. That's what he should have said. He should have said, if you held like Rav Chaim, you should have said like Rav Chaim. You can't activate the din of Sofik Tumor versus a Rabbin because there's no Sofik here. He doesn't say that. Look what he says. Shalai Tiaru Sofik Tumor Be'inyin Zeh. They didn't say the Tahara Ella Kishu Sofik Mitchilaseh. Backwards Lashon. Only time we say the din of Safik Tumah Rishus HaRabim was when there was a Safik in the beginning and not a Padai. It's a funny way of saying it. He should have gone up and said, there's no Safik here. If he meant Rav Chaim, say Rav Chaim. Rav Chaim is a very clear word. He says a backwards word. He says, you know that the din of Safik Tumah Rishus HaRabim was only that. It's not true. There is no din of Safik Tumah Rishus HaRabim over here because there's no Safik. He should have said a 10 times sharper. He should have said it. The reason why over here the din of Suffolk to Mershus Rab doesn't apply is because there's no Suffolk. And the Gemara's Kasha is a beautiful Kasha. If you hold Ein Tzav Moedim Adi, so there's no Suffolk over here. So what are you hacking a cup over here and telling me Suffolk to Mershus Rab? There is no Suffolk. Again, the story's over. Ephesi doesn't say it. As up to say. So I went to refer a Basher. He tied in a very, very interesting shot, which takes us to a new place here. There's other Achorinim who say this also. I saw a lot of people say this, but a very, very Tifazach. One at a time, no. Let alone nobody holds like Rav Chaim. Rav Chaim is an extreme part. Let alone everybody agrees that by Ein Tzav Goyitz Midei Vadai, there is a Suffolk. Don't say this, no Suffolk. No Suffolk. You have a Suffolk in front of you. Did the mouse eat it or not? Did the mouse drag it or not? There's no Suffolk. Vadai, there's a Suffolk. Rabbi Tosis of Kula, who made a split between Chomer and Kula, to lead over. So what does Ein Tzav Goyitz Midei Vadai mean? So we said yesterday a second shot. In some ways, that it doesn't mean that there's no Suffolk. There is a Suffolk. But in order to go Paskin Lekula, you have to nem on like the Suffolk. You have to go Paskin like the Suffolk. We don't nem on like the Suffolk against the Vaday. Different Shad and Gansan. Ain't Suffolk might see me the Vaday. It's not the Shad that we don't have a Suffolk. The word is that the Mokum, but there's a Suffolk against the Vaday, we're not going to go Paskin like the Suffolk. We're going to leave it. We'll leave it as a Suffolk. We're not going to go nem on. In order to go be Makel, I explained to a number of you last night. It's not enough that you have a Suffolk. You have to nem on like that, to paskin like that. You have to be making me to vada. I'm taking on like, well, by the way, why would I take on? Because of Suffolk or Ruggil, it's not a 50-50 Suffolk. Or other reasons, or by Truma, there's a Roif. Over here, there's a Suffolk or Ruggil that but the mice at the end of the day, you have to nem on. You can't nem on against it. So it's a word in psak, it's not a word in steak. It's according to Rechaim, the word is no Suffolk. According to this chat, there is a Suffolk. We can't paskin like a Suffolk. Normally, in these types of stakers, if there wouldn't be a Vada here, I would go with the Suffolk. Why is it not 50-50? Each place has a reason. By the Truma, it's because there's a Rav. In the case of Algamar, there's a Suffolk. Or Ruggil Tosfos calls it, it's a very high standard. Seder Basher Amar de Kazach. Rabbeinu David also agrees that Ein Suffolk Moed Vada doesn't mean the extremism of Rav Chaim. It doesn't mean the extremism of Rav Chaim. Ein Suffolk Moed Vada means that Avada, there's a Suffolk here. But I can't nem on like the Suffolk against the Vaday. So why is Rabbeinu David yelling that Bemokum ain't Suffolk Moed Midei Vaday, you can't have Suffolk Tumah versus a Rabbin? It's not true. You have a Suffolk Tumah versus a Rabbin. So if I learn Ein Suffolk Moed Midei Vaday means our Chaim is all Suffolk, so Rabbeinu David says, you can't have Suffolk Tumah versus a Rabbin, Bemokum ain't Suffolk Moed Midei Vaday. The Gemara's Kasha is good. But if I hold that there is a Suffolk, so why can't I have the din of Suffolk Tumah versus a Rabbin? So what's the Gemara's Kasha? I'll repeat, my power. What's the Gemara asking? In some ways, by the way, we have Suffolk versus Rabbin. So Rav Chaim says, there's no Suffolk. But if I hold that there is a Suffolk. So Rashi said, Amori de Gazach, which is a famous Chakira. The din is normally Suffolk, Deraisa, Lachoma. What happens when I have a Suffolk Tumah versus a Rabbin? Sacred Torah, it's learned out of a pasuk. The limud is not important now. It's more at the beginning of the year and other places. Sofer Tumer Shtar, Sacred Torah. Yishlach Kor, very tifa hakira. There are two ways to learn. One way of learning is, and there's rise to this, but it's not our topic now. One way of learning is that Sofer Torah, Rosh Hashanah, Sacred Torah, the Torah says it's a pasuk. But what's together? Yishlach Kor. Is the pshat that the Torah says, the makom we have a Sofer Torah, Rosh Hashanah, Nemon, like the Tzad of the Torah. Nemon, that's what happened. So, Sofer Torah, Rosh Hashanah, Sacred Torah is because we Nemon that it's Torah. Again, it's Xeris across, it's not a Sfarah. Why do you Nemon Torah more than Tumah? The Torah says you should Nemon the Torah. But together of the Psak is that the Torah said Nemon that it's Torah. Take on that, that's what happened. Take on that, that's the narrative. The other way of learning is, and maybe the other way is the Parshim Shat, is that Sofer Torah, Rosh Hashanah, Tor is Xeris across of your Torah. Not because we Nemon done like that. That's the din. The din is the suffix of Tumah versus a Rabbim. Doesn't have the din of suffix to Eisel L'Chumah. The Torah said the din of the suffix, that's the din of a suffix. It's Xeris HaKosov. The din of a suffix Tumah versus a Rabbim is sacred Torah. Not because I'm naming on that that's what happened. I don't know what happened. I don't know if it was Torah. I don't know if it was Tumah. But it's Xeris HaKosov that the din of this suffix is that it's Torah. Slowly. Said it was like this. If I hold that the din of suffix Tumah versus a Rabbim, sacred Torah, it's Xeris HaKosov. Kach goes with what I'll say. Yeah? That it's Torah. Kendrick. So then, Rebbe Nadav doesn't make any sense. What does Rebbe Nadav say? Even if you hold ain't, if you hold ain't suffering, waits me day bye bye. You don't say suffering Torah versus Rebbe Nadav. Why not? If you hold it as a suffering, what do I keep in some ways of advice? If you mean like Reb Chaim, that there's no suffering over here, but not Mashmi meant like Reb Chaim. He doesn't say the extreme of Reb Chaim. What did he mean? I can't say Sekhita, why not? Then the Tosafot Rosh is right. Then the Tosafot Rosh is 100% right. Zok Tosafot Rosh, I understand you. What's the most kasha? Does affect Tosafot. What's the most kasha? Sofik words about day. What do you mean? Merely ain't something. If ain't something words you there about day. Ain't something words you there about day. But yes, Sofik Tosafot is a rabbi. So what's Rabbi Lomah says? No. In the world of ain't something words you there about day, there's no Sofik Tosafot. Why not? If you want to say like Reb Chaim, there's no Sofik. But the Tosafot Rabbi Lomah didn't say like Reb Chaim. He didn't say there's no Sofik here. So what's he saying? We don't activate the din of Sofik Tumah versus the Rabbim's fake Torah, but Malkum ain't something with you about it. If I was finished, there's a crossover. Sofik, you have a Sofik? You have a Sofik here? Yeah. Ain't something with you about it. Doesn't eradicate the Sofik. So we should say Sofik Tumah versus the Rabbim's fake Torah. Said Rabbi Asher. But the Rabbi David learned that the din of Sofik Tumah versus the Rabbim is that the Torah HaKadosh taught you that the Malkum we have a Sofik Tumah, you can name on like the Tzad. This is what you think of saying Stam Sekhus Atar. The Torah says that you can name on like the Tzad of the sacred Torah. Oh. If that's together, says Rabbi Nadav and Amori de Gazach. If you hold Ein Sofik Moitzi Midei Vadai, then you will not activate the din of Sofik Torah versus the Rabbim. Why not? Because the din of Sofik Torah versus the Rabbim can only operate in a world of Sofik. It can't operate in a world of Vadai. Why not? Did I hear what I just said? Rabbi Nadav didn't say that the Makom of Vadai there's no Sofik. Did I hear the Dirk? Rabbi Nadav didn't say that in the Ezem of Adi there's no Sofik. Rabbi Nadav said that the din of Sofik Torah versus a Rabbim can't operate where there's a Vadai. The heter wasn't said. Bir Hadvar, it depends what the heter is, said Rabbi Asher. If the heter of Sofik Torah versus a Rabbim is Tor, so why can't it operate? What do I care if it's Sofik? Wait for the Vadai. Ain't Sofik versus the Vadai. Who cares? There's a cause. If you have a Sofik versus a Rabbim, you talk. I was at Rabbi Asher, but if the din of Sofik Torah versus a Rabbim sacred Torah means that I have the right to Nemon that I was Torah, said that Rabbi Nadavid has not mesikus of a Lashon. Said Rabbi Nadavid, what do you mean? The din of Sofik Torah versus a Rabbim wasn't said to Makom of Vadai. Not that there's no Sofik. I'm bringing out the power of the Diuk. Not that Pshat is that Makom Vadai there's no Sofik. The din of Sofik Torah versus a Rabbim wasn't said to Makom with a Vadai. Why not? Because the din of Sofik Torah versus Rabbah means Nemon that there was Tahara, and the Makom of Vadai, we don't Nemon anything.
I
can't hear you.
You know, Xeris HaKosov says to go do it.
To do
says,
what?
It says, I know it's illogical, but Nemon that way. It's illogical, Nemon that way. So you're saying it's illogical. Shkhe, it's Nemon.
But so that's a riot. That's Sofik Torah versus Rabbah. So it's a riot that we don't have such a cloud. Because otherwise, the two clouds clash. That's a riot. That's called the Pirate of the Gemara. From there, the Gemara brought a riot that we don't see the cloud of Ain't Sofik Torah versus Rabbah. Because if there would be a cloud called Ain't Sofik Torah versus Rabbah, there's no Xeris HaKosov here. In this case, you can't activate the din of Sofik Torah versus Rabbah. You don't have a policy that in a Vadai we say Sofik Torah, it's a Svara. Says Rabbeinu David, that the Makom with is a din of Ain't Sofik Torah versus Rabbah. we don't activate the din of suffik tumah brishas harabim, because the din of suffik tumah brishas harabim, that doesn't mean hinted is no suffik. We don't activate the din because the din of suffik tumah brishas harabim means neman a certain way. And the Gemara asked, Fregdi Gemara, if ain't suffik tumah brishas harabim, which means that you can't paskin against the vade, how can you paskin suffik tumah brishas harabim? That the Gemara's kasha is a mori dikar kasha. So in order for Rabbeinu David's attack on the Tosfos of Rosh Hanita to get off the ground, I don't need to say like Rav Chaim. In order for Rabbeinu David's attack on the Tosfos of Rosh Hanita, I don't need to say like Rav Chaim. What was his attack? The Tosfos of Rosh learned that the Tosfos kasha was, where is there a raya from here that Sofik might be nevade? Maybe Sofik's not might be nevade and it's not because Sofik too much is around. Rabbeinu David says, it can't be, that's not a problem. You can't, the two things can't live together. If you hold a Sofik might be nevade, it can't be that Sofik too much is around. So the Gemara's kasha is fine. Yesh lachko, what do Rabbeinu David mean? Do Rabbeinu David mean to say that in a world of ain't something waiting to be divided, you can't say something to Rosh Hashanah for vos? Why not? Because Reb Chaim said there's no suffix. So you can't tell me that the Gemara is shver. The Gemara is kasha shver. Why is the Gemara kasha shver? Because how do you have the Gemara said there ain't something waiting to be divided? It doesn't stem with the terms of suffix the way it can stem. What's the problem? Says Rabbeinu David, you're wrong, the two things can't stem. B'makom ain't something going to vade, there's no something to Rosh Rabbim. So the Gemara's kasha is a beautiful kasha. The Gemara is saying, if you hold something to vade, you can't have anything to Rosh Rabbim. Why not? Two reasons. Either reason number one is because Rabbeinu, because there's no suffix here. Or reason number two is there is a suffix over here. But the yisoid of suffix to Rosh Rabbim, which means that we nem on that those Torah can't be said b'makom b'vade, because there's a klal called ain't something going to vade.
Why doesn't
No, because if I don't have to name on anything, and there is a chalei suffix, so it's a xeris akasa. Whenever you have a suffix, we say tovah. The suffix is only the zibah for that. You didn't know, but there's a svarah for that. Why should I say that? There's no lomdish reason. If there's a xeris akasa, that the state of suffix in Rosh Hashanah itself is a zibah for taro. What's other side mean? The etzim mitzias of a suffix Rosh Hashanah is a state of taro. What was the moskasha? What's the moskasha? Maybe really ain't something to be about that, but a suffix it is. And we have exerus akasa. Whenever you have a suffix, you're talking.
Only if there's a svar for the exerus akasa, then we could play around with it?
Only when there's a gather to this. I mean, there's no svar to exerus akasa. Only when there's a gather. If the gather was nemon, we have a klal. We don't nemon, but makom avade. But if there was no, if the gather wasn't the gather nemon, there was a gather that whenever you have a suffix, the psak on the suffix be'etzem is tor, because that's the din of a suffix tor Rosh Hashanah. So then the Gemara's kasha doesn't make any sense. Then the Tosfos Rosh is richtig. Then the Tosfos Rosh is correct. In fact, the Tosfos Rosh. What's the Gemara asking a steer? There's no steer here. Ain't something to divide is very nice. But over here, there's din of suffix tor Rosh Hashanah. Came on and said, no, the two things do clash. Either because of Reb Chaim, because there's no suffix, or because, like I'm saying, the gather of suffix tumah brishas harabim is a gather of naming on like that. You can't name on like that against the vade. Oh, now we'll go weiter. I Rabbeinu David brought a raya to his yisoid that the makom ain't suffix brishas harabim, the vade, you can't say suffix. Where was Rabbeinu David's raya from? Where was Rabbeinu David's raya from? Rabbeinu David brought himself a raya from himself. Then he says, I already said. Where's his raya from? That we don't say something to run on the cool of the makam what? We don't say something to run on the cool of the makam what? The makam ain't something to divide. He says, what did Rabbeinu David say? I already said that the makam ain't something to divide. We don't say something to run on the cool of. It's the same way we don't say something to run on the cool of the makam ain't something to divide. We don't say something to mishra and say good time, makam ain't something to divide. What did he mean over there? Why don't we say something to run on the cool of? So yesterday we said, we're fine, there's no suffix. But today I'm saying that's not what the Tosfos of Rosh meant. That's not what Rabbeinu David meant. What did he mean? So the Achrayin want a Taina, a new Chakira, Yesh Lachkar. Why would Sofik Dabana the way it's called a Kula? Is the reason why we say Sofik Dabana the Kula is because by the Rabbana the Kisvek, because the Din is Kula? All the Pshad is Sofik Dabana the Kula is because Talinon. In the Rabbana the Kula, we allow ourselves to Neman like the Tzad of the Kula. Yesh Lachkar. What's the reason why every suffix the one we call the kula? Is the pshat is that the etzim suffix itself is the reason to go the kula? Well, suffix the one the kula is because when you have a suffix in the rabbanon, we nem on like this tzad. If I take on like the second tzad, so it's niflamoid. What did Rabbeinu David say? Rabbeinu David says that even by the rabbanon we say in suffix with the values, you could learn because there's a chayim, there's no suffix. But it could be he meant the other yisoid. The yisoid of in suffix with the value means that we can't nem on against the vade. So then you can't say something about all the kula. You're talking about what it means. Say something about all the kula. The answer, what does something about all the kula means? Something about all the kula means that I'm naming on a certain way, correct? You can't name on a certain way. There's a vade over here. So what the Rabbeinu Dovid meant is like, there's two ways to read the Rabbeinu Dovid. You, Tosfos HaRosh, learned that Tosfos' kasha was, how could the Gemara ask a stira from Ein Sof Moed to me thereby they to wear it? There's no stira. Even if Ein Sof Moed to the body, still we say Sofak to Mershus HaRabim. So Rabbeinu Dovid, no, you're wrong. The same way, we don't say Sofak to Mershus HaRabim. We don't say Sofak to Mershus HaRabim. Here's the big question, why not? Is the reason because the Makom Ein Sof Moed to the body, there's no Sofak, like Rechaim said. In which case, there's no Sofak to Mershus HaRabim. There's no Sofak to Mershus HaRabim. Is that what Rabbeinu Dovid meant to say? Or Rabbeinu Dovid meant to say that what does Ein Sof Moed to the body mean? Ein Sof Moed to the body means that we don't paskin against the body. So then you can't say something to Bala Lakula because we don't pass against the Vade. You can't say something to Mershus HaRabim because we don't pass against the Vade. That's only true if something to Mershus HaRabim means I Neman like that. If it means I Neman like that, so then I can't go up against the Vade, even though it's Dinah, something to Mershus HaRabim is fake with Torah. So what was Tais's Kasha? Tais's Kasha was the second Kasha. Gemara there, Teretz answers that it's a Sfek Sfek, what do you have to go on to Sfek Sfek for? The minute you have one Suffolk, so we pass Suffolk to Rosh Hashanah, Sfek Torah, we have to go on to the barrel of the swap. Empathize and Achanavi, we're talking about Rosh Hashanah. The Yitzvit Varena is, we have a world war. Was the din of Suffolk Tumba versus Harabim, Sfek Torah, said the Makom Ein Suffolk, wait to me, Nevada? We have a world war between Atasis Arash and Arena David. Whether the din of Sofik Tumor Bershus HaRabim Sveik HaTorah was said in a scenario of Ein Sofik Moed Tzmi Devade. So Shal Halacha, by the way. Shal Halacha. When you have Ein Sofik Moed Tzmi Devade, do we say Sofik Tumor Bershus HaRabim? The Rabbeinu Dovid says, absolutely not. And therefore the Gemara's Kasha is murdered. And the Tzmi Devade says, absolutely yes. Which I think is Shal Halacha over here, by a guy had a Bershus HaRabim, and he had a Sofik Tumor Bershus HaRabim where there was a Vade Tumor, and there's a Sofik take care of it. Do we say Sofak Tumor Shazam Sacred Torah? Rabbeinu Dovid says Chas V'Shalom. Ein Sofak Moed Tzmi Devade knocks it out. And therefore the Gemara's Kasha is a Moed Tzmi Kasha. Rabbeinu Dovid says Chas V'Shalom. Sofak Sacred Torah. I was Ein Sofak Moed Tzmi Devade. It's still a Sofak. And Lachlan is a Machlek is a Lach over here. The Machlek is a Lach if I have a Sofak Tumor versus a Rabbin where there was a Vade. Not only case of a Vade, but a case where there was a Vade, then there was a Sofak. Do we say Sofak Tumor Shazam Lach? The Tzmi says, yeah, you say that. And the male of the Gemara's Kasha doesn't make sense. Middle Gemara's Kasha doesn't make sense. There's no stira between Ein Sof Moed Tzmi Devade. They only do with each other. And the Rebbeinu Dovid says, no, in the case of Ein Sof Moed Tzmi Devade, we don't activate the din. Either the Machlokes goes in Reb Chaim, or the Rebbeinu Dovid didn't hold like Reb Chaim, but Rebbeinu Dovid says that about the gather of Sofak Tumor versus Rav means Nemon like that. I can't Nemon against the Vade, which, by the way, Tzmi Rosh argued. So the Sosh will have to hold that in Makom we have Sofak Tumor versus Rabim, I can go up against even a Vade. Why? Why? Maybe he holds the other pshat in Sofak Tumor Shus HaRabim. It doesn't mean that we Neman. Maybe he holds the Sofak Tumor Shus HaRabim means that the din is tar. I don't care if there's a Vade or not. That's the Chayra, the Tzuras HaDvarim. That's the Chayra, the Tzuras HaDvarim over here of Machlekes Tosfos Rabbeinu Dovid. It means this Machlekes over here brings out the power of what is Ein Sofak Moed Tzmi Devade when it meets up with the Tzeres HaKos of Sofak Tumor Shus HaRabim Svekri Tar. And tomorrow, Mr. Hashem, we're going to add on a few more things to this and take a look at the next Gemara Baita. Tonight, Mr. Hashem, I have a family simcha. I'm not sure if I'm going to be in and out tonight, but night's it, so I'm not sure if we'll be Mr. Hashem. We'll see what happens, see how things develop.